frustrating was it?
Anytime you lose, it's frustrating. It's never fun. It's definitely hurts. We're all frustrated, obviously. But it's part of the game sometimes, part of the journey. And we just got to buckle down, man, and focus on what we need to work on, our mistakes, and have a great couple weeks in this bye week. We really got to improve and just get better at a lot of different things. I just truly believe that our team just didn't stop fighting. I don't think that the giving up or all that kind of stuff is an issue. Like, guys are fighting, guys care, and we just got to stick together and come together, more than ever, and just trust one another more than we ever have. I think that's the biggest deal for us.
How tough does it make it to effectively throw the ball when they shut down the run like teams had the last 2 weeks?
So you asked me, like,
how tough does it make it on you and the receivers just to be able to get separation, easy throws in the running game just isn't there?
It makes it tough in other, in certain situations. Teams are playing us man coverage right now. Like, that's what, Baylor's barely played any man all year, and that's all we got today on third down. So we got to beat man coverage. Like, I feel like we did that today. I mean, we did well in certain situations. I mean, we could still improve, obviously, but I felt like for the most part I was able to hit my underneath stuff and anticipate my hitch routes versus man, and guys, made plays. But we just got to get the run game going consistently, and just getting a rhythm. I think that's what we're lacking right now, is just having a rhythm and things. And we just got to sit together and keep working hard and not give up on one another. And I know none of us are going to do that. I'm doing my best to lead this team, and I'm giving it my absolute best. I'm doing the best I can every opportunity I get out there. So sometimes you just come up short, but at the end of the day, that's what makes the story and journey great. Overcoming adversity, and we are going to overcome it. We just gotta keep pounding at it and keep working hard. So.
Does this bye week come at a good time for you guys to get refocused and learn from the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, it gets a chance to get healthy and get a lot of practice in, which is going to be good. We need practice, obviously. So I would say it does come at a good time. We didn't have a good last couple of weeks, so give us a chance to rejuvenate and get our feet back underneath us and get ready for the home stretch of the season. Still, like I said, it's just two games. We got a lot ahead of us, a lot more opportunities that are in front of us, and we can't allow these 2 weeks, destroy the rest of the season, ultimately. So we'll be fine.